You're listening to SBS News.
Australians won't be able to receive a third COVID-19 vaccine booster dose until at least next year. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation, also known as ATAGI, says it does not recommend the rollout of a fifth vaccine dose or third booster shot. That's despite an increase in the number of coronavirus cases. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says ATAGI noted an extra booster was unlikely to reduce the fourth wave of cases.
The local data around vaccination numbers as well as case numbers in the pandemic, and decided not to recommend a fifth dose or a third booster, if you like, at this point in time. They have said that they anticipate new booster recommendations being made in early 2023 in preparation for the Southern Hemisphere winter. Any reduction in transmission in this current, what appears to be a building wave, any reduction in transmission by adding a fifth dose to the system would, in their words, likely be minimal.
The decision coincides with ATAGI's decision to approve a new COVID-19 vaccine for use that offers protection from two strains of the virus. ATAGI approved the Pfizer bivalent vaccine for use as a booster. It will be available from the 12th of December for people aged 18 and older. Mr. Butler says the rollout of the new vaccine was not triggered by the recent spike in cases. There has been a 47% increase in the number of COVID-19 cases in the past week alone. Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Paul Kelly, says there was a small increase in the number of people getting booster doses following the fresh wave of COVID-19 cases.
This wave has been going up for the last few weeks. If it ends up being similar to Singapore, and I believe it will, then it should peak soon and drop quickly. Short and sharp is what I would say in terms of cases. Hospitalisations, we are rising, but not largely so right across the country, and we'll continue to watch those very closely over the coming weeks.
The Pfizer next generation vaccine is the second bivalent vaccine that has been approved for use following the rollout of the Moderna bivalent vaccine last month. Mr. Butler says the new round of vaccines would be another tool to combat rising case numbers. He also issued a reminder to Australians to ensure they are up to date with COVID vaccinations.
But across the general population, you know, we need to continue to get that message out that over time, the protection from your second dose of the vaccine will start to wane. I mean, there's still good protection against severe disease and hospitalisation for the broad community, but you need to consider getting up to date.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.